This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 569. It seems like only 100 episodes ago we were making a joke about the episode number. I am Brian Kilby.
Here it is again.
With me this week, we have Chris. How's it going?
Nice.
Yes. Diecast.
Yo.
Melvar, a.k.a. Matt.
Hi.
Jason's with us this week.
I'm back.
Don Ferguson. Don. He's waving.
Hi.
Rob Clay.
Hi.
And probably
he's waving too.
He's waving too, I'm certain. In about 15 seconds, I'm certain we'll be joined by John DeLuna. So
14, 13,
we'll see.
12.
Paging Dr. John DeLuna. Dr. John DeLuna.
Well, Dr. DeLuna would be his wife. He would only be John DeLuna MBA.
Esquire.
Yeah.
Esquire.
Whatever it is. Yeah. But Jamie's the doctor in that household. It's a fun week. God, it's been a busy week for me. I basically had no time to do anything other than misassembling IKEA furniture. So,
isn't that the default setting for IKEA furniture is misassembled?
I usually do a good job with it, but like this Kallax shelf I bought, I eked out like 30 minutes last night to put it together, and I did it wrong. But
he was all hyped up on caffeine.
Probably some truth to that, actually. I'm replacing my bookshelf with that, so all of my books will go on that, and more toys, because at this point I have literally no room. Everything is just piled up, so.
Yeah, we saw.
And mistransformed.
And mistransformed.
And displayed poorly. But that goes with the
I actually watched a video on YouTube about assembling an IKEA detault and lighting it. And that is way too much trouble for these toys. So a $25 Walmart bookshelf and some Swifters.
So I had three detolfs and I lighted them. And
you did a really good job with that.
That big of a deal.
So most people, and I guess I'm not talking about you, but most people will, like, in my mind, put crap like in a detolf. Just generic crap that you can get anywhere. Where Don has like all of these really rare and expensive Japanese toys, and they're like sitting on $10 Walmart shelves.
Yeah. Well, also, Diecast, you
that way.
Yeah. But also, Diecast, you probably didn't fail high school shop. I did.
No.
Because I didn't know that, you know, it's wood, it's grain, you sand it. I didn't realize you sand with the grain, not against. I figured it's all wood. Who cares? And like, things like that. So
I would ask how you cut meat, but I know you don't because you don't cook.
I get really mad when I see people take pictures of the detolf and they have the wires hanging in the background.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
It's so easy with them to do nice cable management. It takes an extra, 20-25 minutes to do it on a detolf.
No, you know what Don needs in terms of a detolf or something like that is one where the glass is actually polarized so it protects the stuff from some of the sunlight.
There you go.
What I need is less stuff. That's what I need.
Oh, that's true for all of us, Don.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah, but I'm closer to death than you are.
Well, I mean, we can't say that for certain.
Yeah, let's say that.
Any one of us could drop dead tomorrow.
Rather not.
Yeah, let's hope.
I would rather not too, but, it happens.
I mean, I'm indifferent. Whatever.
So, hey, today, I posted RFC Extra episode 42, which is our pilot. It's an unnumbered episode of Don's show. It's a Don deal. We finally did it. So it's a Don deal, episode one. Don, how did you feel about your own show?
Good. It was a good dry run, considering we, no rehearsal, no planning, just diving right in. Other than the weird people like that Garrett called, this strange, odd, funny little people like that.
But at least nobody called in with an assumed name, pretending to be somebody else. That would be so lame.
Yeah,
very lame.
That would be so 90s. I mean, well, that person probably wouldn't have been born then. So, you know, there's that too.
So if you have any,
well, there you go. Everything old is new again,
except for Eric. So,
and he's so lame. He probably likes crabs or something. I mean, who likes robot crabs?
I don't even know what that means. But you should check it out. Go to tfradio.net. Listen along. It's about half an hour. We're trying to figure out sort of what we're doing with the show. Don wanted to have. I like how John called it Tradio. Even though I have literally done that radio show, that kind of radio show where you call in. Hey, my name's my number's 818-555-6267. I have me a Ford F-150 1987 I got for sale. Even though I've done that radio show before and it's horrible, I don't know that it would work out in podcast form. So I think we're aiming to do maybe a little bit of that, but more like people asking their questions. So it was a lot of fun.
You know, it's just I just love helping people find stuff that they were been looking for. So that's what I was trying to go for, the weird, the unique, like, hey, I've got eHobby Galvatron that I'm trying to sell. And that's a very specific market for people needing an eHobby Galvatron.
We should have said that then, because that makes sense to me. Let's try that. It's like, hey,
people give out their Twitter handles.
It's like it's like misconnections or love lines or something. I would really like to have, a mint and sealed box, a shining Magnus, because I just love the yellow. You can see me a note on Twitter at B Kilby, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I really would.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, if you're looking for that odd, unique, it's like over the weekend, I was in Roanoke visiting friends, and I was speaking to one of the people at the basement toys and games, and he's looking for a complete Stars set. From 84-85. There's one on eBay, and I'm gonna send him a message on Facebook, but it's also very pricey. But you know, like someone like that would have a very, if they're looking to sell it, that's a very specific person looking for a complete Stars set unassembled.
I don't want to kill too much time with this, but I do want to say. And I'm not going to name names, but I had someone email in to contact at tfradio.net. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the 1984, I think, Transformers Happy Meal toys. And how I mentioned I've never seen them in person. Well, a listener emailed us to say, hey, I've got these. And if, you know, you're at this convention coming up, I'll bring him and you can see him. And I was like, awesome. So, if it was something like that, or maybe some of the rarer Japanese, decoys or something, I could see somebody calling in and saying they're looking for that. And then a listener who said, hey, I've got this decoy, I'll be glad to sell it to you. Well, you're not necessarily going to find that, say, on eBay, but somebody might have it and be willing to sell it.
Yeah. You know, word of mouth can sometimes get you a lot more results than just constantly searching every variance on eBay or online forums, because I hate going through online forums because it's so hard to look at all the stuff. It's just too much of a good thing.
And I feel just like a piece of meat when I do that too. So wait, we're talking about something different, aren't we?
I think so.
But I did like the execution of the pilot episode where it was kind of like, you know, the Headmaster Don Colin variety show too. Like that was an interesting way to go with it.
It was a lot of fun. It's posted up there now. Check it out, tfradio.net. Let's see here. We got nothing coming up convention-wise or anything. It's probably, I mean, if you're watching live, our friends at Transmissions has like a Unicron number 0 special this weekend. I think that's happening. Is it Saturday, Jason?
Yep, Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Geez, that is this week.
Yeah, so check that out. Let's see. Moonbase 2. Our pals at Moonbase 2 just celebrated their 10th anniversary.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yay, Moonbase.
That's something. I think that's it when it comes to, like, man, there is nothing going on as far as, like, events.
Yeah, because it's like 2 months before SDCC still.
But God, 2 months. That's still kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll seem like it goes by in basically no time, and I'm sure we'll be getting the purple highlighter Weibo leaks of, you know, SDCC reveal stuff within the next, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so did anybody get anything this week?
Yeah. Yeah, I got two things.
What'd you get?
I got a Trigger Happy at Ollie's. I don't have it by me to show it to you, but he was like $7.99, I think. They had that wave with what was that wave? Has Quake.
Well, you mentioned Croc, yeah.
Yeah, Quake and Croc and Trigger Happy, I guess, was in that wave too. And then I also picked up from tfradio.net/Amazon, I got the RID Soundwave.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, I picked it up. It was cheap. It was like $12 on Amazon. So I was like, I'll get it. It was one of the really nicer looking RID figures. Yeah, so I don't do a lot of RID. I'm not a completionist on that line. So right. I just pick up what I like.
Yep.
I regret not being able to do more of RID, but it's something that I fully expect I'll double back to one day because there's quite a bit of it that looks pretty decent.
I can't imagine that's stuff that's going to get like particularly expensive in the secondary market either.
Well, Bisque is really expensive. If you're trying to get a Bisque, he's going for like, at least on Amazon, he's like $75.
What? Amazon's not terrible. Amazon's not really the best
secondary market
indicator. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't check eBay because I have one. But right. Yeah. Every time I search RID and I see Bisque for $75, I'm like, oh my
God. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, there is going to be some of that stuff that's more expensive, like Stormshot, which only shipped out once.
Hey, but if you are going to buy it for $75, tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Stormshot, I was surprised, jumped up in price too. And I was like, man, I had that in my hand so many times and I never picked it up.
It's pretty nice. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I think I only ever saw him like once.
I saw it a few times, you know, besides the instance that I actually bought it, I saw it a few more times. But like there's that, Blur did not ship very heavily. Twinferno is probably going to be the same way after a while. Cause I think that only has one wave distribution. Bludgeon probably will be too.
Yeah,
Thermidor cause it's a recolor.
I should have grabbed Blur then. Cause I've seen it like two or three times.
Me too. And
just never picked it up.
He's another great one. I have him.
Oh yeah, Blur is really nice.
Yep, Blur is nice.
See, that's the thing that kind of bugged me about some of the later run RID stuff is that it's never going to have an opportunity for like more recolors, more uses. Blur would make a killer hot shot just for one thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I've done a Photoshop to that effect.
Oh, I didn't see it. Diecast, anything else?
Like last year.
Oh.
Oh, I got the. I got the 84 Transformers shirt, so I'm feeling very Hasbro today.
Stand
I
also up. Got so this people, on. Stand up so we can see it. People watching the video.
You have pants on, right?
So I would not wear most Transformers shirts. I would wear the heck out of that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Amazon's really great if you're looking for Transformers shirts because a lot of them, they let you pick the color. And I thought, like,
neat.
It actually says Hasbro on the back, like it's an official product. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Very cool. I like it. Let's see here. Anybody else? Jason, you got up when I asked. Did you go to pick up something?
Yes, I did. And this will please Diecast because he's been asking me nonstop since I ordered it. I did get Voyager Megatron from the last night.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are redeemed. He's nice. Other than the fact he took like half my nail off when I was transforming him, my finger slipped and I was like,
he's like, evil. He's evil.
Well, yeah, you would expect that, right? But yeah, nice transformation. And he's, probably, other than Nitro Zeus, probably the nicest, definitely the second nicest Voyager to him, but probably also like the second nicest toy. So I am happy I got him for $17 off of tfradio.net/Amazon.
Oh, you're the best. That's pretty cool. Don, did you get something?
The only thing it's not really on topic, but it's sort of related. I went by my local Toys R Us, and I found out they are not getting any more trucks. So what's in the store is going to be
No more Tonka or like trucks.
No more Studio Series Thundercracker and things such as that, which really left me full of Obsidian Fury. So
nice.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Good segue.
Yeah, I have no idea. This was not here the other day. I was walking by. I looked down. It was sitting on the shelf beside a Thor.
Yeah, that happened to me.
There you go.
I didn't even think about it. But I got the, what is it, Bravo something? Bravo, whatever the name is, the red one.
Horizon Bravo.
Yeah,
Bravo.
Yeah, I happened to be walking through one of the Toys R Us's, and that wasn't there before, but it was with Marvel stuff. And I'm like, yes, I will pick this up. So I have two figures from that line now. The other Toys R Us that looked like it wasn't clearancing had the gigantic kaiju from the movie.
Mine sold the only. Yeah, I kind of wanted it, but I was going to wait till the percentages went up and then someone already sold it. But my store does have two of the Gold Ranger staffs. But I'm like, I got the Zeonizer.
Buy one, Don. You should buy one.
Yeah, but I also have Colossus coming in. That fans project, fans toys, Colossus, Mastermind Colossus. I'm getting a Thunderclash from somebody. So there.
Okay. Anybody else, Matt?
No.
Okay.
Nothing. Rob? Even if I did, I probably wouldn't be allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Whatever. Rob.
No, I got out to see Infinity War, but that's about all I've done this week.
Good.
And after awesome.
After you subjected yourself to spoilers.
Yes. Yes. I went and spoiled myself because it's like, okay, my uncle's not been up seeing any movies lately. I may as well just read up on this. And then it's like, hey, you want to go see this? Yes. Ouch. Yes, I do. Damn it.
But I bet you still enjoyed it just as much.
Oh, absolutely. That is actually a really good movie. And even knowing what, you know, trying to keep it light on spoilers here, but even knowing what was coming, I still walked out of that feeling like I'd been hit by a truck. So that's pretty impressive.
They did an amazing job with Thanos too.
Yeah. Thanos is amazing.
Such a good villain.
Yeah. Thanos was great. I'll say this, minor spoilers. There's basically no bathroom break in that movie.
Nope.
So empty your bladder before you go.
Yeah, there is. Right at the end, the credits, you can go to the bathroom and then come back.
Yeah, there's no mid-credit scene. There's a post-credit scene, mid-credit scene.
That's true. Cool. Chris, anything?
No.
Okay, so I'll mention this. So back in the fall, I think Diecast gave me the Finding Nemo Transformer, which was the dolphin. And is that based on one of the train bots, or is that based on anything? It really, to me, always sort of looked like it was based on one of
It looks like it has similar engineering. Yeah.
So I happened to be at the zoo this weekend, and lo and behold, I got it's branded Safari Discovery Expedition from Adventure Planet. They had several. I only got three. One of them's triplets. He gets the lion. It's a transforming lion. This one's the lion, anyway. Huh. You can see others on the back. So I got the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. I beat you to it, Don. I got the lion, a tiger, and Don.
Oh, my.
And a bear.
And a bear. And a bear. You got it. This is a polar bear, though. So there's also an elephant, a snow leopard that you look for, apparently a black bear, and the person at the register told me that they had a shark as well, but it's not on the packaging, and I didn't see it there. So
I'd want a shark.
Yeah, she said. Also, we also have a dolphin, and I'm like, I have the dolphin already. So, $10 each, not bad at all. So, Triplet gets the lion whenever I see him. The other two, I'll probably open one and put the other on the wall. But if your local zoo, like the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro, is apparently the largest walk-through zoo in the world, which I had no idea is that large.
It's sort of weird, Brian. My friend lives in Roanoke, has been to the San Diego Zoo and the Asheboro Zoo, and they think the Asheboro Zoo is a better zoo than San Diego.
I'll be honest with you. So there's a zoo that's effectively in somebody's backyard here. About 15. It's a private zoo, but it's much smaller. But the animal selection is kind of broader, including like they have a liger and other things like that. And that was just awesome seeing a liger in person. But it's also kind of sad because they don't have that much space to move around in. So I definitely prefer the setting of the Asheboro Zoo. But watching the chimpanzees was awesome. It's been years since I've seen chimpanzees, and it's just amazing to see them interact. Just a lot of cool animals. But yeah, $10 each. So I'm probably going to go back at some point this year, so I may pick up the remainder of them if they still have them. I looked
Look for the shark.
Yeah, I looked on Amazon and on eBay for them, and I didn't see any more. So, but you have to assume that these are out there, probably on Taobao. So,
my casket on it.
Let's see here. I'm skipping this week in history. Nothing really jumped out to me. So, the big news this week: Hasbro acquires Saban Brands, Power Rangers, Popples, and more. Like, we knew that they were licensing this stuff, but now they're just outright buying it. What led to the change?
Oh, we were pretty sure that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, there was a call sheet for Power Rangers Beast Morphers that came out that called it a Nickelodeon Hasbro co-production or something like that.
The press release when they announced that Hasbro would be the toy licensor also had a mention at the bottom that Hasbro would have an opportunity to acquire Power Rangers outright at the start of their contract term. So I think they just moved some of this up a little bit. So this isn't really a surprise. It's, maybe just that it happened as soon as it did.
Yeah, it's still huge, though. So we knew the Power Rangers thing, but like Popples. And of course, like all that other stuff that you guys are into that I never watched. Is that Big Bad Beetleborgs? Is that a Saban production?
It was, yeah.
So we could get new Big Bad Beetleborgs, huh? Am I right?
Yeah, nobody wants that.
I don't even remember them, so.
I remember the name. That's pretty much
Kamen
it.
Rider?
That's more of an issue, because I believe after Saban's Masked Rider, Toei took the licensing away from them.
Because
when they did Kamen Rider Dragon Knight several years ago, that was not a Saban production.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm sure this has already been asked, Chris, in other forums, but what about Mystic Knights?
So the problem with Mystic Knights has always been, and this is why we don't have like DVD sets, there's issues with how the residuals would be with the specifics of the residuals for the Irish actors. So it's never looked profitable to actually try to bring that show back. So I still wouldn't expect to see anything of that because it's largely been forgotten at this point.
And we all know about R.I.D. So
well, actually, no, we don't all know about R.I.D. So,
it's a mess.
Well, it's a mess. But Robots in Disguise, Car Robots, but the American version was a production of Saban. And for people who don't know, that's the reason that it's pretty much dramatically different than the other stuff that we got after, which was a co-production, I guess, between Hasbro and, well, I mean, who actually did the production of the Unicron trilogy?
A company called Weave was partly involved in setting up the production, but I don't know the full extent of the companies behind it.
But the I guess, for lack of a better word, all the ADR work, the all of the dubbing and everything.
Was Ocean Group.
Yeah, no, but nowhere near as good as what we got. The translation, the localization was nowhere near as good as it was with Robots in Disguise, which was just fun. But of course, we haven't had it on DVD or anything in the U.S. Because of the whole thing with Saban. Now that Hasbro acquires Saban properties, you know, we could finally, potentially, hopefully get that on DVD.
Not necessarily. So Saban produced the dub, so it was in their library, which, as far as we know, was sold off with the assets they sold to Disney in the early 2000s. We don't know that Saban got that back when they bought back Power Rangers from Disney. And even if that is in Saban's library again, it doesn't necessarily mean that that was part of what Hasbro got back when they bought out Saban stuff this time. So there is actually no clear answer on the status of Robots in Disguise at this point.
But there's hope.
If they did get that back from Disney, I'm fairly certain that anything with Transformers would have been at Hasbro sites when making any kind of deal for a purchase.
You'd have to think so.
Yeah, my stumbling point here is I'm not really convinced they got it back from Disney because I don't think they would care to
totally
specify that.
See that? Yeah.
Well, they might as well just keep it with Disney because eventually they'll just own it all anyway. So.
What would Disney want with it? I mean, really.
No, it's just that they would want it necessarily. It's just it was part
they're
of the
just,
assets.
They're just
they just don't want anyone else having it.
Diecast. Okay, so pretend you're at the supermarket or something, and you buy something with cash, and they give you back change. Do you specifically ask for certain dollar bills that are in the till? Because that's exactly what that is. They're just handing them stuff. And this
I'm just saying, specific serial numbers.
My point is, obviously, Disney thought they were going to do something with Power Rangers and then ended up selling it back. Like, never mind. You know,
did many things with Power Rangers.
Well, they didn't want to continue doing things with Power Rangers, so they sold it back and, you know, like, we got too many other things, so here.
So I don't have any idea about that backstory. Why did Disney buy it, then sell it back?
Because they're cheap.
They originally bought it just to have the Power Rangers library to run on their Family Channel, correct? As reruns.
Something like, I think that, Power Rangers was a big selling point when they bought the Saban Fox Kids assets in general. I don't think it was a specific buyout of the Power Rangers property. It's just the thing that we focused on because that was the biggest thing that they acquired through that deal. As for why they sold it off, well, I mean, I don't think they really cared about continuing the franchise that much, and it kind of ended up showing, and it sort of started slipping, and then it was just a good place for Saban to come back in and take it back up, and then it got profitable again, so Hasbro got interested.
Once they made RPM, that was never going to get any better anyway. So.
That's true.
Which brings me back to the point, well, why would they want RID? They're not going to do anything with it. You know, so hopefully that got lumped back in with the sale back to Saban.
Fingers crossed.
It's more a matter of Disney could just easily forget they have robots in disguise. So when it came time for Saban to be like, I want to buy this thing back, nobody's like, you want this back with it? You know, I mean, unless there's a specific request for item B, they're not going to just, it's not going to just come with it.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, Saban, the Popples were their
library assets too. You know, it would have to be a whole bigger production. And the only thing we really commonly know is that Saban bought Power Rangers back from Disney. We don't know about the status of the other stuff that was in the original buyout deal between them. I would not count on seeing Robots in Disguise on DVD in the U.S. as part of the Hasbro acquisition, is the long and short of it for me.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think it's cool. I guess what it says about Hasbro, though, is, I mean, are they buying it for the toys or the library?
I'm sure they want it more as a media property than as a toy franchise. The analyses of the deal had a common theme of they think Power Rangers have been an underutilized franchise for the last few years, and I don't think they're wrong. Bandai hasn't really been pressing it in the right places.
Like the last 7 years or so has been kind of
really focused on building up a media portfolio and getting themselves out into that space. And Power Rangers, I think, is a bigger step in that direction than just adding another toy line to their roster.
Go
ahead, Don.
Sorry. Then the simple thing is, basically, for Hasbro, make shows that don't suck.
Yeah,
put a little money into the adaptations.
That's a challenge.
And get the fans interested and get the older fans back. Because for all the good stuff Dino Charge has, that was only a drop in the bucket compared to the crap that fans have been putting up with for the last 5 other years.
Well, going back to what Chris was saying about the toys being, or the property being, underutilized, in my mind, Power Rangers is at the same level, or if not greater, than where Ninja Turtles is. Ninja Turtles seems to have done pretty well over the last couple of years. I could see Power Rangers doing as well or better. So, I mean, I think this is a great acquisition for him.
Ninja Turtles did really strong in its first 2 years with the Nickelodeon reboot. The same way that Power Rangers was in a really strong place during the first year or two of Saban having it back. The Power Rangers Samurai toy line was fairly diverse, and it had a really high turnover rate. You didn't see a lot of the product languishing on shelves. Like, that was probably the point where those two brands were the strongest, and it's kind of, you know, a slide downhill since, but a long-running property is always going to have that be an issue.
Man, where's the hub when we need it?
Huh.
No.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Now that Hasbro owns Power Rangers, and they're going to obviously have to put some focus on that and the brand, what does this mean for Transformers? Does this mean less money, less factory time, less?
No.
What I mean?
Well, no, because I'm thinking. And Chris can probably correct me if I'm wrong.
I'll try.
They're probably going to. Yeah. the factories that they're being produced in are probably going to not really care who's paying them to make Power Rangers, as long as Power Rangers are being made.
Okay.
How do you know that they're going to want the same factories making them, though?
I'm just saying, for the initial run, they might just keep that as it is and see what the quality is. Or I'm just saying, they may not switch over to Hasbro factories right away.
Yeah, they would.
Here's the thing. Just like Hasbro and Takara Tomy both use the same factories, Bandai Japan, Bandai America would most likely be contracted with a certain set of factories and have all of the products for the worldwide supplies done in those locations. And those factories being specifically contracted to Bandai would not then start running Hasbro products, because that's a competitor to their main business partner. So production would have to change off to some other production facility, and it would make sense to use the existing Takara Tomy connections in Asia that they have with the factories you're using now. Now, it may not mean taking time away from where Transformers are being produced, but it'd be something, another location in Vietnam or something.
Also, okay, so I do want to point out that when Hasbro started producing Marvel Legends, that first couple of waves were designed by Toy Biz, but they were definitely engineered and produced in Hasbro factories, and a lot of people were not really happy about that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Also, there's the fact that they absorbed Toy Biz in their entirety, and they're not doing that with Bandai America, and there was still a very obvious change in how things were being done between that last wave of Toy Biz and that first wave of Hasbro Legends. So I would not expect them to use anything that Bandai America has been using for their first Power Rangers toy line under these circumstances.
Yeah.
Right.
So what you're saying is, you're looking at it from, like, these are Bandai factories working with Bandai, and not, but I was looking at it as like independent factories.
They would
contracting
be independent.
Their service.
That's what they are.
They're independent, but they are under contract with Bandai in this theory that we're running with.
Okay,
it wouldn't necessarily make sense that, I mean, Hasbro, depending on how the contracts are written, they might have to go with fulfill Bandai's contracts, but I doubt it.
Right.
More likely, they would just buy out that contract or something like that.
I mean,
probably.
I work in a business that if a company that we're contracted with or contracted for gets bought by someone else, it doesn't matter what our contract says, because they can do what the new company, the new parent company, can do whatever they want.
And that just comes down to how the contract's written. Other cases, what Don said would hold be the case. I just don't think it would be the case here.
Most of the time, it's the contract is
the contract does not survive a merger acquisition like
the
this.
Paper's worth more than the contract.
So speaking of not surviving, I barely survived my viewing of the first episode of Power of the Primes, The Swamp.
I didn't even try.
Nice segue.
It's certainly not the worst episode from the Unicron trilogy. Ha 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 ha. The Prime Wars trilogy, but it was instead of being like really bad, it was just unremarkable and kind of bad. So I guess that's an improvement.
An improvement.
Yeah, I thought the writing was decent, but the thing I have with it is still, and I finally was able to put words to exactly what it is on Twitter. There was an episode of Dexter's Lab where everything in the episode was supposed to be timed specifically to Mandark's lab. Laugh, excuse me. And they, of course, I'm pretty sure were animating that overseas, and the overseas animators who did not have access to, I'm pretty sure, the voices, did not get that timing right. So it's just this number of sound effects and patterns and rhythms throughout the entire like 7-minute cartoon that are trying to be something, doing it wrong. And just the overall effect is just cumulatively infuriating. And that's what I see with just how this is animated at this point, because like when Grimlock is yelling at Megatron saying, no, you always lie, etc. There's just this totally needless pause before Grimlock turns around and smacks Megatron with his tail. It's like that pause didn't need to be there. Dramatically, that pause, the lack of that pause would have made the scene flow better and work better and be a better action scene. And, but it's just we needed this buffer for the mouth to stop moving before the tail starts coming. And that's
maybe they can only animate one action at a time.
It's entirely possible. Maybe there's like one guy doing this in Poser in real time as people talk.
I did notice.
That would explain it.
I did notice with this episode that Unicron is in the background when they, of course, it's like Unicron's head.
And the title sequence?
Yeah, the title sequence. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned Unicron because they destroyed Unicron with the Requiem Blaster. But I wouldn't be surprised if Megatronus is planning on rebuilding Unicron for some reason.
This is speculation, not a spoiler.
That's speculation, not spoiler. I didn't really like this episode because it felt to me more like the whole point of the episode was to introduce the Dinobots and that the Dinobots combined. And
that is a spoiler as well.
That is a spoiler, but we're allowed. I mean, we're not prefacing this right with spoilers. I mean,
it's so bad. I kind of don't care, but at the same time, I know there are people out there who probably do. But I'll say this: my problem with the whole episode, more than anything, is the pacing.
Uh-huh.
If this is the first episode, you've got to start. You've got to set the pace for the series.
And it was slow.
If this is the pace for the series, it's like I'm a 7-year-old and I'm watching like a Kirk Douglas movie or something. Like Spartacus was actually pretty awesome. So that's really an example.
If they were using like actual dramatic timing to build tension, I mean, freaking Neon Genesis Evangelion used a still in an elevator for like a minute and a half to build dramatic tension and made it work. This is just bad timing and bad action directing. It's 3 minutes of script over 7 minutes.
It's too long for what we got out of the episode is exactly the problem with it. And it was very noticeable this episode. Like after I got done watching it, I was like, basically that's all I got out of that episode is that there's Dinobots and they combine and, you know, a couple little tidbits here and there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here reflecting on how similar these criticisms sound to the previous two series at beginnings and the middles and the ends.
This was better, not good.
Yeah, this was. Yeah. I mean, I think that the writing in this one has come up a little bit to the point where it's easier to focus on what the problems are with the animation, in my opinion.
I actually think this is one of their worst episodes. There's much better episodes in Combiner Wars and the other one, Titans Return, than this.
So I'm disappointed by, I am and I'm not, because I didn't have high expectations, was Mark Hamill's voice acting.
Yeah, it was bad.
Mark Hamill is so great, but not here.
Well, that just means the directing is bad.
Yeah, I was about to say, everything in this points to some really not good voice directing, like, throughout, so that's...
And maybe not good animation directing, either.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, if you can waste Mark Hamill, you have... what have you done? What are you doing with your life?
I mean, the one voice I do really like is Windblade. Or Windblade.
Yeah, it's Windblade, and...
She's... I really like her voice acting for some reason. It's really good. I have no idea who does it. I didn't bother to check, but that's one character in that series I really like the voice acting.
I think she's one of the various like internet celebrity people they signed really? On this. And actually
we have Dawn right here for you for the next series, so.
I actually agree that I think the woman playing Windblade is doing a pretty fair job with the part. It's, you know, it's not an easy part, and she, and it's not an easy part in a not good show. And I think out of everyone here, she is probably, you know, one of the people along with the guy who plays Megatron makes the best of it.
You know, this is what we should push for this following year, is to get Dawn in the new series whenever it comes out.
When Machinima's War for Cybertron comes out, Dawn would be perfect to play Ironhide.
Yes.
Well, actually, Sean Hamilton in the chat did bring up a horrible, horrible thing: Machinima's Power Rangers, and I could be Zordon.
Zordon. Yes.
Yes. I've done that Photoshop too.
Yes.
I remember it. It was glorious.
It was great. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the Bumblebee movie teaser trailer, which nobody's seen if you weren't at CinemaCon.
Right.
And the description of it. But there's no reason to. So I don't think any. I think about two people I don't care.
Matt, what did you think about that?
I'm sorry, what?
to me, it's not even a matter of nobody cares. To me, it's a matter of I don't want to talk about, you know, what people said about a trailer that someone else has seen. I don't want to play that game of telephone this week.
Yeah, let's skip it. So, hey, John Barber is the new editor-in-chief at IDW. That's great.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations.
Totally deserves it. That's good.
Well deserved. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What does that change as far as his writing responsibilities?
That's a good question. They haven't really said if he's going to continue on with Transformers after this, but of course, as we were talking about last week, there have been noises made that possibly nobody currently involved with Transformers will be continuing on with it after the post-Unicron reboot. So,
yeah.
But John Barber was a fantastic editor for Transformers. He did a lot of things on, you know, a writing and just a staffing level that I absolutely respect, and I am so happy to see him running an entire company. He is going to be the best editor-in-chief in the business.
It's hard to say if we will see direct trickle down to Transformers from his influence as editor-in-chief, but, like, it's absolutely a net positive for the company as a whole.
Yeah.
So one thing that's cool is Barricade, the movie masterpiece figure, is on Amazon now. I'm assuming that this is probably coming from back channels from the Toys R Us clearance.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if we ever saw packaging samples for Masterpiece Barricade that had Toys R Us branding on it.
So it's currently listed as out of stock, but they are accepting orders. So guess what I'm doing right now?
There's their quota.
There's their quota for the week. I am going ahead and putting an order in for it, and they will ship it when it's available.
tfradio.net/Amazon. I'm sure Brian will have a short link to that at some point.
I need to do that in the next couple minutes, don't I? So,
MP Barricade.
Masterpiece Barricade. So actually right now, does it say Masterpiece?
It does not.
It does not. So I'll probably just get a deluxe Barricade from Dark of the Moon or something.
I mean, I was kind of thinking of that as a possibility, or Human Alliance Barricade, which would probably actually be about right in aftermarket value at $79.99.
I already have that toy, but it's good.
I mean, this is probably legit.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So
Once we
know better, we will link up that. So I'm not going to do it right now. I don't want to send someone astray.
Well, I mean, even if it does go wrong, Amazon's really easy with the returns.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Amazon, the Nemesis Prime figure is going to be a worldwide Amazon exclusive. That's cool.
Yes.
Very happy about that.
Yeah.
That'll make it easy to get.
That means it'll be easy to get.
And it's pretty. So what's the name?
We have the confirmation of the small robot name is Nemesis Pax, which is just sad and boring.
So boring.
I like it.
It's not terrible, but it's not as fun as what we had come up with.
Yeah, I was about to say, and somewhere in the depths of my personal Twitter is just a whole thread of me coming up with various names they could have used with that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I came up with one good one, which is the one that should have been gone with above all others, which was Pax Unicronus.
Because
you can't tell me there's a better name for that than that.
Yeah.
But you can try, but I won't let you.
I mean, Bill would have been nice, but I like yours a little better.
I mean, you know, I have good friends named Phil, but maybe not the best for this black Reed Echo.
Mm.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil. We love you. So, Magic. Go ahead, Don.
No, it's not important.
So, Magic Square Toys, or MS Toys, and I hate that name. They have a new figure. It's an unofficial Legend Scale Inferno figure called Fire Extinguisher, which I love. Is this their first toy?
No.
It's not?
I don't think so.
I don't remember the name.
I don't know what else they've done, but I think this is MS-02 or MS-03.
I really like the look of it. It's a nice-looking little toy.
Yeah.
For a Legends size figure, I think it looks phenomenal.
Yeah. Very posable, too.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly probably should just get rid of all my toys and just replace everything with Legends-style figures.
Yeah, think how much more you could fit on your shelves.
I could.
Yeah.
Could we get a Legends-size Unicron then,
please? That would be the Armada figure.
Yeah, actually, the Armada figure worked pretty great for that. Yeah.
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 Actually, I saw the 25th anniversary Unicron relatively inexpensive on Amazon. It was like less than $200. So
yeah, that's relatively inexpensive for that.
So if anybody wanted that, but that's on my short list of things I need to buy next. But yeah, it's nice looking little figure. So I would pick that up. And
I'm sure there's a grapple behind it, too.
Probably. They also have an Ultra Magnus figure. Don, you okay?
Yeah, my microphone just collapsed for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Yeah. Great. They haven't. Yeah, they have a grapple. There's a picture of it right here with their Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, in the next article. Yeah.
And the Ultra Magnus does not look good, but I'm certain it's a work in progress.
It's the paint.
It's not complete. Yeah, I think it looks good for what it is. It is a little bit on the small side for a Magnus as compared to Inferno, but I like it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see the rest of the deco on it.
Yeah.
I can imagine this being a case of they're trying to target a price point range with that, so they had to kind of keep it a little bit smaller and lighter, but it's just not really working for me as it's turned out.
Yeah,
well, I like it.
Within like $5 to $10 of most of their other figures up for pre-order on TF Source, just for one example.
Like, of course, we also got to see recently the really cool Legends Optimus Prime that we were also taken with. The Magnus recolor that is just going to be the white Prime for now, apparently, not with trailer armor.
So to me,
so that's also kind of a disappointment.
More than Ultra Magnus, to me, this looks like a Legends version of the voice changer Ultra Magnus.
Yes. Oh my God, yes it does.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Let me see if I can find that. I had that as a kid. I wish I still had that.
So did I.
Same here.
I had a friend who had it. I was jealous. Jerk.
Let's see if the wiki has it.
Probably.
Yeah.
It might take a couple minutes to find it, though.
Oh, my God. There's an Ultra Magnus merchandise page. Oh, my God. Oh, here it is.
Isn't the internet great?
Yeah, I love UTF Wiki.
Sometimes.
Complete with a little straw thing that you talk into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does look about the same, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Of course, it's all based on the later production G1 Ultra Magnus toy, isn't it? With the less paint and the all plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so if you're looking to buy a TV or anything like that right now, it would be awesome if you'd use tfradio.net/Amazon.
You know, there's all kinds of new, like, fancy mirrorless cameras and stuff. Like the Sony A7 III is kind of the new hotness right now, and it's like a full frame sensor camera at like $2,000. It's expensive, but like that is cheap for a full frame camera with its feature set.
I just bought the new Fitbit and I love it, and I was going to use our friends at Podvocacy, their link, but Amazon didn't have it in stock, so I got it from Best Buy.
Amazon.
Yes, but if you wanted to buy something that was in stock, that would be great. tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy anything. Like, what I would recommend is just like sort by price and find the most expensive one and buy that.
That is a good recommendation.
Kidding. We're kidding.
Brian, that's Brianomics.
Brianomics, yes. I actually had some Transformer stuff in here, but I removed it because we've talked about the Studio Series stuff. What was the last cool thing that I bought on Amazon? I bought some caffeine gum that was pretty great.
I bought some Flex Seal, and I sealed something down here, and I can smell it. It's very strong.
Oh, wow.
Are you enjoying that?
It's very strong.
Yeah, I've used that before. It is kind of strong smell.
Wow.
But you can get anything. TFRadio.net/Amazon. We would appreciate it if you used our link. Doesn't cost you a cent more, but Amazon sends us just a little bit back to help us pay for the cost of stuff. And we could use it. Okay, so...
I use mine outdoors.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's good, probably smart. Good news. Rob, what's on TFormers this week?
Okay, well, if you're watching the Machinima Prime Wars trilogy, there are now official recaps for both Combiner Wars and Titans Return, narrated by Victor Corrali.
Wait, really?
Uh-huh.
He's still alive?
He is. When Titans Return started, this was the revelation I had as well. So, yeah.
I can't even tell you how many times in the last couple months I've seen someone turn up on a TV show and been like, wait, they're still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alan Alda most recently.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a good fight.
Yeah.
And you're watching that too?
Yeah.
I actually went and looked it up after the last one because it's like, this sounds like Victor Crawley, but one, I don't think he's alive, and two, the delivery is just slightly different. It's like, no, it's because he's still alive and has been acting all these years that the delivery is slightly different.
Is this Dave Edwards? No, it's not. It's actually Victor Crawley.
Yeah. Also, we've got...
Is it Dave Edwards or is it Memorex?
Yes.
We've also got the latest in the leaked from Cybertron images. This time, the... prototype images for Power of the Prime Snarl. And lastly, the preview for Transformers versus the Visionaries number 5, the last issue of that series, which comes out this week.
Cool. Don, what's on the network this week?
What's on the network this week? RFC Extra number 42. It's a Don Deal pilot episode. On this RFC Extra, it's our pilot of It's a Don Deal. Listeners of Radio Free Cybertron get their chance to call into RFC Studios and tell Don what's on their mind. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 52, Physical Year End. On this week's RPG Lessons Learned, we reflect on a year of RPGLL by discussing our best and worst episodes and the lessons we've learned creating this podcast.
So this is kind of like podcast lessons learned.
Half of that episode. Jason gets a shout out in that episode.
I do, and it was a very accurate shout-out, too.
And, less than 12 hours from when I posted it, I got a message from Jason commenting on it. I'm like, awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, you got a shout-out in the last There Goes Our Money.
I heard. And I wanted to say, hey, but I realized as I was listening to it that I wasn't on the call, and the call had happened a week before, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh yeah. 931-984-6268. What in the world was that? It sounded like something fell or something blew up in my living room. 931-99-GOBOT. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text. Next week we will record our second episode of It's a Don Deal. Actually, it'll probably be the episode one, I think. But 931-99-GOBOT. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/569 to get all the show notes. And you can follow us on Twitter at tfradio and on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. I'm personally on Twitter at bkilby and on the Instagrams at Brian Kilby. Chris is on Twitter at chrisrtxv and on Flickr at flickr.com/chrisrtxv. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2, and I'm on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and you can watch my reviews on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Yes, you can.
Or at tfradio.net/reviews.
I love you. Go ahead.
And hopefully tomorrow, I was expecting it today, a package of a very big figure that I'm going to review.
And another big figure? You just got another Grand Max.
Yeah, I got Grand Max. Of course, I didn't review it because it's, you know, it's Fortress Maximus in different colors. Yeah, but yeah. This other big figure will be here tomorrow, I hope.
Would you say he's like a Supreme figure?
Did you get one of those 5 foot tall Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, that'd be great. Those, you know, like Toys R Us has sold through those. I've not seen a single one of those since they've got.
Since Christmas, ooh. Yeah. That would have been cool. That would have been cool to get a whole set of those. It's like, I can really scare Massey. Just like, hey, Massey, here's our new.
Yeah, as one of our viewers tweeted at Don and I today, like they were hoping that we were going to have Fans Toys Rogue, which is the RC.
Is it Rogue or Rouge?
I think it's Rouge.
I'm sorry. Mine shipped, but because I get a lot of my stuff from Taobao, it takes, you know, two and a half weeks to get here. So,
mine was from my guy that I get my third party stuff off eBay. But with the coupon, I got it right at $100 in free shipping, but it is the slow boat shipping.
Yeah. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me at 1-800-99. No, they can reach me at HMRC, the number 4, EVR. And next week, they can reach me on the second episode of It's a Don Deal.
Awesome. Melvar is on Twitter at Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's, MELLLVARR. He's definitely worth a follow.
Maybe he'll even talk about the stuff he's not allowed to talk about that he got in the show.
Maybe. Hashtag Seacons before Unicron.
Yes. Oh, that too. Oh, right.
Read between the lines.
Hashtag read guest cry.
Read between the lines.
And Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs. I'm pretty much everywhere else on Flail Throughs. YouTube, the last couple of weeks, I've been posting rounds I played for the Gundam Battle Operation 2 beta, and that's been surprisingly popular for me. It looks like that's going to be a pretty hotly anticipated game if, and hopefully Bandai will actually give us a release date soon.
Cool. Jason.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason S. Kirk, and also everlastingminute.com for our minute-by-minute podcast looking at 1971's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I have so much fun doing that show, so I'm happy to always plug it.
That is awesome. Rob Springer, who is not here, is at Rabu Rob Springer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. John DeLuna, who I just realized has been on the call for a long time, can be found at That John D everywhere. John, you there?
He said in the Skype chat.
Yeah, right? Guys, what did I miss?
Oh, hi.
the entire show.
He would just be listening.
Power Rangers,
well, maybe? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very
that
cool.
Was exciting, right?
Very cool. Okay, so... Nope,
what did I miss?
Just tfradio.net/569. Just go ahead and check it out. And, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Ask the Computer.
You got mail, fat boy.
Hi there, everybody. This is the Computer Cat on Radio Free Cybertron to answer your questions. First, a reminder. If you have a burning question that you need answered, email me at thecomputer@tfradio.com. Remember, that's the computer, not... Computer, not robot. The Computer. That's my name. So that you'll never forget this, here's the first email. Dear Robot, where can I find those funny Transformers commercials? Off of Napster, perhaps? From Tim Blake is great. Dear. You. Okay. What? Dear Robot. My name is not Robot. I am not a robot. I take offense at that. I am a computer and my name is... The Computer. As far as funny Transformers commercials go, they don't exist. So there. The next email comes from Hooper X, who cannot take no for an answer. Dear Computer. It's okay. I see how it is. You turned me down for the prom. That's okay. Because I'm cool and popular, and Point the Blame is a far better segment than your crappy little mailbag ever will be. Also, your mother was a toaster oven and your father was a Yugo. Dear Hoop. Point the Blame better? You wish. I am Radio Free Cybertron. Without me, there is no RXE. Simple as that. Who do you think renders the sound file? Who uploads it to the server? Brian? He's a moron. He can't even brush his teeth by himself. Besides, Point the Blame isn't around anymore, is it?
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, and your father has a mullet. And your mother. She listens to metal. On to the next email. Hi. What do you think of my site? It's at http://emwtfqmeathomestead.com. I'm still adding more weekly. Where do you get that banner that has TF Radio on it? I'd like to put it on my website. Where can you download complete TF comics, the G1 series, in zip format? Thanks. From the MWTFQM. Nice URL, but the website didn't work for me, sorry. As far as the banner, I'm not sure which one you mean. Check the links section at www.tfradio.net. No, and the G1 comic doesn't exist. Sorry. www.cybertroncity.com has the G2 comic, I believe. Also, www.rapidoonline.net has the G2 comic and the UK G2 comics available. Both links are on the links page. You're going there anyway, so check them out. By the way, Rapido doesn't have them zipped, but it's still cool. That's it this week, people. Email me. Email me now. I need attention. I die without attention. Please email me. Bye.